T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Glad
Did
to see you.
Did you get multiple pairs of glasses?
That's what I was just going to ask him.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, they're only readers. So on Amazon, they had 10 readers for $12, and they just send you a pack of them. So, yeah.
Wow.
I have
look
them laying
you.
All
so
over.
So stylish.
Right? Yeah.
So you just go to the drugstore and try them on until you figure out the one that you need, and then you just buy them on Amazon?
I just took a guess. I figured, you know, I'm not really blind. It's just kind of blurry. So I went the lowest one, and it works fine.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen the rack of them at the store before, and there's so many different ones and different numbers and everything
right.
else. I didn't know that something you
like,
could
Like, I could
buy, but...
read it now, which, you know, just a little bit of a pain in the ass.
This is what I don't understand since you started wearing these. I understand you looking at your computer, but how do you see me when you look up at a distance to look at something that isn't close? I mean, aren't readers just for looking? Do I look all...
Yeah, no, it just looks like I'm kind of looking at through a magnifying glass, or else I have to take them off all the time because
right.
I'm staring at the thing, so a lot of times I just keep it on. Or
I
if I'm not
going to...
Like right now, we don't have the internet.
Right.
So I don't need to read the text line because there's nothing on there because we still don't have the internet.
Can't see it.
Like, hey.
Guess you could just... That's why people wear
well,
them on
we
the
really
notes.
Want is for you guys to be successful, and we're setting you up for that with the new contracts. And, you know, we'll get the internet for you.
It's
kind of important.
Come on. Let's take
important.
It easy. We, the...
little important.
Person in charge of the internet was made aware, did a what would you say, a walk-around snow cone? Is that a good
sure.
way of putting it?
Yeah, kicked the tires.
Exactly, kicked the tires. Had a little meter out earlier, sure. and he looked at me and said... It looks like it's great to me. And I said, okay.
Well, this could be operator error on my part, I guess.
Well, we've all been having problems with it in different parts of the, of at least this floor. So he said he reset something. I don't know. Have you tried, I don't know. Well, what do you, is there something he could be doing wrong? I mean, if it's not
sure.
working, it's not working.
Yep. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
His computer is
it just says so. No internet.
Yeah.
It anyway, who cares? No
who
one cares?
Cares
about that. Plenty of
who
people
cares?
Struggle with internet problems. Well, no, they
sure,
don't. Everybody has internet.
I'm sure Julie yeah, has internet. Mm-hmm. We can just ask
our,
Julia.
Our internet here is kind of trash.
Mm. Yeah, but it's working right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, right. We can see each other on Zoom, which is big.
Yeah,
there's that.
That works. So that internet's working somehow.
Yes, exactly. And if we have something we need to search, we can just ask Julia to look it up for
okay.
us.
I got you guys.
Thank you.
Does anyone have that friend? The friend that asks them things like via text, it's just clearly
no, don't
a Google query.
Google.
I mean, it's just exactly like, I wonder what
I don't
the
mind
percentage
it,
of. I don't either.
Well, I
think
feel
it's
like
kind of funny.
A discussion.
Yeah, it's like a way to start a conversation.
Yeah, you can have it. And you, usually, if you don't agree, then usually you're like, let me Google that.
Right.
So it's fine.
Yes.
Look, man, we still have to interact. I know we don't really. Like, if I have a question, I don't really have to ask anybody.
Exactly.
I'm like,
just
what to
up.
Do with a broken finger? Like, I don't really have to ask the doctor. I'm not saying, like,
yeah.
I mean, once it gets to camp, but, like, real rudimentary stuff, basics, small talk between people can be covered on the internet.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, you got to get to experts when it gets to big stuff. You ain't talking to your friends about it, about that, the stuff that you need experts for.
No, none of my friends are experts. That's,
right?
That's just it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all. The only issue is that when I respond, because I have, like, a couple friends that do this consistently, and then I feel like when I respond with an answer... that I'm acting like Mr. Smarty Pants. I don't say, like, let me look that up. I just respond with, you know, well, here's the breakdown. Here's this. Like, you know, you realize I'm just looking this up, right? But
what?
I agree. I'm totally fine with it. I wanted to, now that I got the internet to work for a second, I was trying to refresh this page because I don't remember if Snowcone told me about this yesterday or I heard Julia talking about it, someone, but the Cracker Barrel thing.
On Twitter.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel, the restaurant. Everyone's familiar, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So
familiar.
Yeah.
I worked there for years.
I like Cracker Barrel, right? I like everything. You like the old time.
You don't like it.
Yeah, I think so.
We do?
I don't know. For breakfast, what's a good breakfast place that's a chain?
It's food and it's an experience because they have the little
store. That's what you do. You go with, like, you know, your parents when you're on vacation. You don't go there when you live by
one.
You
play the little triangle
game. You're embarrassed because you live by one.
Love the triangle game. I was hoping you'd bring that up.
Mm-hmm. You're like, do we actually live close enough to a Cracker Barrel to go there? Then you know your parents have made bad decisions.
There was one in the
Nobody wants to live close to a
My hometown
Barrel.
Had one.
There you go.
So you're saying that proximity to Cracker Barrel is an indication of success.
Or lack thereof.
Right, lack of success, whatever. Because it's supposed to be something you see on
mediocre.
Vacation. What's mediocre? Your level of success or the restaurant?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I mean, when I was a kid, it was, you know, you say the vacation.
You travel down the highway and you're like, oh, people really live in this place where there's a Cracker Barrel on the side of the road.
Yeah, there
was
none.
It's like a Stuckey's. You live next to a Stuckey's, is that?
Right, that's the kind of thing you see on vacation.
Yes, of course.
I only saw Cracker Barrels on vacation. And Waffle Houses, you know, when I was a kid.
Which, by the way, people don't think, I'm not getting it. Like, it's not, you know, I'm not above people. I live within driving distance to a Cracker Barrel. I have made poor decisions. But what I do is keep that Cracker Barrel out of the line of sight of my children.
Okay. Well,
they can't know we live there.
I will tell you.
My entire life is a facade. They think that the old Cracker Barrel, that's only down by where, you know, my grandparents.
They have to believe that it doesn't exist nearby.
We should never go there
on
a Wednesday.
Right. Well, the last time Snowcone pulled some podcast numbers, I'll have you know that it looked like we were biggest.
In Cracker Barrel?
Right near where a Cracker Barrel is.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
near where a couple of them were. So
I told
I'm just
you I
saying,
love that place.
Right. I don't know if that means that they worked there. What? So you didn't hear this news about Cracker Barrel
then? No.
All right. All they did was they updated their menu, and they now are offering a plant-based vegan Impossible sausage for people that don't eat real pork.
Yeah, I'm sure that goes over well. You know, like, know your audience.
Well, you don't have to get it.
You don't have to get it. Know your audience. Like, people are just going to get pissed.
Yeah, I mean, people are calling it. People, I saw people saying it's mostly Facebook comments that have been copied and pasted. But
there's
I saw
little
you know,
memes with an American flag. When I went to Cracker Barrel, we didn't eat plants.
Yeah,
right?
This is an actual one.
I'm sure it was. We ate liver and onions.
We
right?
don't,
I mean, that's what it's going to say. Play
we don't go to
again.
Cracker Barrel for woke burgers.
See, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's an actual thing.
Cracker Barrel, just know your audience. Like, who thought, who was in the meeting and said, they're like, you know what, revenue's down a little bit. They're like, Beyond Meat sausage.
It's just
And somebody's
an
like, Beyond Meat sausage. I'm guessing the CEOs and all these people make so much money. I'm being honest that they would never eat at a Cracker Barrel. They just run it. And so then they get around these other yes people and they're like, plant-based sausage, man. They're like, I tell you what, my daughter loves that. Your daughter doesn't eat at Cracker Barrel.
Go in there. I get it. But still, Jesus, it's an option. It's not like they said they replaced it. I mean, don't you think some of these people think that they just replaced their pork sausage with vegan
you go
sausage?
There, it's a vibe.
Yeah, I mean, you're
they
right.
They got rocking chairs out front, you know? I'm sure just a few years ago they had Confederate flags, right? Like, I'm guessing it is a feeling that you get when you go into, no different than when you used to go into Toys R Us. You didn't go during the week, but then all of a sudden, you know, Christmas time comes around. You're like, you know what? I'll pay a couple extra bucks just to get that vibe of Toys R Us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Cracker Barrel. You're like, I don't go there all the time. You know, I'm from the Midwest or the North, but we're driving south, right? Let's stop in a Cracker Barrel at Georgia. That's the vibe.
Well, you're right.
You can't ruin that with, you know, eggplant sausage. People will be like, get the hell out of here.
I've lost all respect for a once great Tennessee company.
Me too.
I
hate them.
I'm done. Cracker Barrel used to be so good. We look forward to eating at them, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
I used to love your store. Now, no way.
Yeah, nope. I'm noping out on the barrel. I'm out.
This might have been Lazlo's comment here. Bad choice. Do your research.
Yeah, really. Know your lane. Know where you are. Know your lane.
The Church of Lazlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.